We'll now move into the study session for Monday, June 23rd. Welcome, everybody. Appreciate that. Let's start with our, once again, looking at the agenda for tonight's meeting. Are there any changes on page 2 you'd look at? Any changes? Page 3? Page 4? Page 5? Page 6? Page 7? Page 8, page 9, page 10, on page 11, we are item 17D, we're removing from the consent agenda. 17D is in... Delta. Page 12. Page 13. Councilmember Kavanaugh.
Mayor, could we remove item 19.1 from the consent agenda?
19.1 is removed from the consent agenda.
Thank you.
Anything else? Okay. So we have item 17D, it's in Delta, that is going to be removed in 19.1, that is now removed from the consent agenda. The next item is to act on appointments to citizen boards and committees. We have a motion from Councilmember Kavanaugh to approve, a second from Councilmember Summers. All in favor, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes unanimously. Hear reports on committees, on meetings or conferences attended?
Nothing since Thursday.
Okay. Mr. Councilman Kavanaugh, you want to report on what happened Saturday?
Mayor, I just want to thank all the city staff who worked so hard to make our District 3 pancake breakfast a success. We had several hundred people come to Fire Station 7. We thank them for hosting us. And for you and for the other council members and city staff who were able to attend, we got very positive reviews and reactions and interest in many city programs. Thank you.
Councilmember Richens.
I also wanted to thank the young single adults of the Silver Creek Stake who came and did a service project in District 1. Our Building Strong Neighborhoods event. I want to single out Katie Brown, a city employee that is our volunteer coordinator who does an amazing and tremendous job coordinating these events. We had about 100 people out there painting a wall out there, and it looks great. That's why I wanted to thank them publicly.
And that's on 8th Street?
8th Street across from Riverview.
Across from Riverview. And even though these were 20-some-odd years old, they still had more paint on themselves than they did on the wall.
Singles have a tendency to do that.
Yeah, you're right. Social interaction. And I had the privilege of visiting both that and the council, or in the District 3 breakfast, so thank you very much for that. Mr. Brady, scheduled meetings and general information.
Thank you, Mayor. Just a reminder to the council, this Thursday, we'll be having a regular study session at 7:30 a.m., and that will be followed by a joint planning and zoning meeting with regarding the Gateway Strategic Development Plan. I think we've provided binders to everybody. Those are just the backup memos. That's not necessarily going to go into that detail. We just want to make sure you have all the material that's been delivered from the consultant at this time. So we'll see you on Thursday. And then reminder, our schedule for July, July 1st, which is actually a Tuesday, not a Monday, but will be our first meeting in July. Then we'll have a study session, and we will have a study session on July 3rd. at 7:30 a.m., and then followed our final council meeting before the break will be July 8th, which is a Tuesday also.
Thank you very much. Councilmember Summers.
Mayor, we've had a, regrettably had a death in the family. I will not be present on Thursday. I'll be out of state.
Thank you very much, and give our regards to your wife and family. Okay, if there's nothing else, entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Moved by Councilmember Summers, second by Kavanaugh. All in favor, aye.
Aye.
We'll meet upstairs 5:45. Thank you.